Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Buenas tardes, Upstead. Estás escuchando Upstead Outdoors sobre 106.3 con Don Felipe. Y primero, hace frío. Un momento. Okay, that's better. Dang it, Tim, you left the Spanish translator on again.
My bad. I'm sorry, Phil.
Nah, that's okay. Hey, we are the Upstate Outdoor Tacos. And speaking of which, got a guest taco with us today. Want to welcome to the show Debbie Leggett.
Hola, amigos. ¿Cómo estás? Me llamo Debbie.
Now, push that button right there.
Oh, gosh, y'all. I'm sorry. Yeah. I forgot to do the English version.
Yeah, it's translation. So, Debbie Leggett, Debbie Outdoors, welcome to Upstate Outdoors.
Thank y'all. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, we got a great show for you today. We may not be speaking Spanish today, but we'll be talking a lot of turkey. And so Debbie's sitting in the inside seat today, and don't worry, Boat Girl's still around, but she had to work today. So
Debbie, you got to pay the bills.
That's right. So Debbie was gracious enough to step in, and we got a great show. We'll be talking with Debbie on and off. We've also got an interview, as promised last week, with Mitchell Johnson, who is the owner of Dead End Game Calls. He's going to call in, and we'll talk turkey with Mitchell.
Yes.
One of your sponsors, right?
That's right. I've been working with Mitchell for over 8 years. I'm on his Road Crew Elite team, and we've got a YouTube channel, Dead End Game Calls. We've got a website, deadendgamecalls.com, and our TV show. And Mitchell and his family are just wonderful folks. So you'll love hearing about him and all of his turkey adventures.
Awesome. And he's also going to be speaking at the Outdoor Dream Foundation down in Anderson, I think in March.
Yes, sir. It's on March 6th, and the Outdoor Dream Foundation is both special to Mitchell's heart and the team and mine, and so it's a wonderful organization that we'll get to hear about.
Awesome. And we're a little bit out of order today, so we'll wrap up the first hour with the Upstate Outdoors blog talking about Wascoey Wabbits. Wrote the blog this week about run-and-gun rabbits, and I saw on your website that you've started blogging.
I have. Oh, my gosh. This is the first time I've ever been a blogger.
Now, you understand how this works, right?
I hope I do.
You got to put on the yoga pants and a glass of Chardonnay, because the only people who blog are housewives with three kids or outdoor writers.
That's right. I mean, we just never do anything. We just sit on our couch, watch Real Housewives of Atlanta, you know, and we just drink wine and have a ball. But unfortunately, that's not what you're going to get with my blog. You're actually going to get hunting adventures, hunting tips, what I do that actually works so we can kill critters. So hopefully everybody will like it. And I'm also going to be sharing some wild game recipes, which we're going to be talking about today.
That's right. A good segue. Debbie's going to bring us the Roadkill Cafe. And what are we cooking today?
Oh, we're cooking something gluten-free for all of my little gluten-free people out there. I, unfortunately, am not doing this for a diet choice. I probably need to lose some weight, but this is for an allergy. I got allergic in 2011 and became gluten-free in 2012. So this is a gluten-free wild turkey fried little popcorn pieces that I have named Gluten-Free Gobbles because it's cuter.
There you go. Well, also, as you know, for you fishermen out there, it's although we got some clear skies for the next couple of days, we got flooding conditions. So we're going to cover an article from Wired to Fish about how to fish riprap. Riprap's probably one of your best bets for when you've got flooding conditions coming up, going down, muddy water, clear water, cold water, warming water. So we'll talk about how to fish riprap in flood conditions. And then I'm really interested in our next guest during the second hour, Tanya Thompson from Spent Rounds Designs.
That's right. She is just a wonderful lady. Her and her husband, Andy, they actually started this business, and I think it's about 8 or 10 years ago. And their jewelry is made from actual shells. I'm wearing their 45 caliber shell earrings. They actually made a bracelet out of my Royal Slam all in 1 year. The shells that I killed, my five subspecies of turkeys all in 1 year, they made a bracelet.
Yeah.
And they can personalize things, too. And it's just beautiful shell jewelry. They'll add sparkle to it. They've got bracelets. They've got stuff for men and women. And you'll just love Tanya. She's a little treat.
Awesome. Looking forward to that. And now she is in Georgia.
She's in Vienna, Georgia. If I said that incorrectly, Georgians, I'm sorry.
It's called Vienna.
Vienna. See, I go after the little cute little sausage that's delicious, but it's Vienna, Georgia. And I'm on her pro staff as well. And so you'll just enjoy hearing about her. She's a wonderful lady.
Awesome. And then we'll wrap up today's show with our calendar of events, and we've updated that. I think I updated that. If not, I will before the end of the show. And then today's parting shot is a story from, I think it's from Florida, but it's not about a Florida man. It's about a Florida woman and family who got stranded because an alligator nearly flipped her inflatable kayak.
Ooh, so, I was reading about that. That is awful. I'm glad they're okay.
Yeah. Yep. So, Debbie, we're going. Thanks for being on the show. Number
thank
one,
you, my pleasure.
At kind of a moment's notice, and and you've been doing a great job of promoting your appearance on the show today on social media and doing videos and all that.
Thank you.
And so, before we, and we'll have all kind of opportunity to talk about that. But tell us a little bit about your background. I mean, you've been hunting and fishing your whole life, and you know, of course, it's no stranger to Upstate Outdoors because Boat Girls, she's an outdoors woman too, but that's a very growing segment of the outdoors industry.
It is, and it's one of the largest, it's actually the largest genre, women in hunting industry. It's growing more each year, and I believe that's because we have a lot of strong women on social media, on TV now, that can help ladies that didn't grow up hunting and fishing like I did. I grew up on a small farm in Centenary, South Carolina, with my parents, and so Mom and Dad both hunted and fished, and they taught me from a young girl, and I was out there squirrel hunting and rabbit hunting, and then progressed to deer and then turkeys and exotics, and then we went into predators with mountain lions and bears and all sorts of birds. So I've been hunting and fishing my whole life, and I grew up that way. But in 2011 or so, I started volunteering for the NWTF, working with my local chapter. Maybe it was about 2009. And then I went to the convention in Nashville, and I was just blown away by all the wonderful turkey people and how the industry is so widespread. And I love turkey hunting. It's a passion of mine. It's one of my favorite things that I love to do. And so from there, I started volunteering from the NWTF with my local chapter. I became the WIDO coordinator. And then I was asked to be on the state board of South Carolina for the NWTF. And then from there, it just kind of went to more promotional companies. So I got involved with Dead and Game Calls. I'm on their elite road crew team, or their road crew elite team. Then I'm on Cryptek. It's a camo company out of Idaho. They're veteran-owned, veteran-operated. They're wonderful folks, and they've got excellent camo that just blends in from whether you're hunting in Utah or Wyoming to Florida to South Carolina.
And also, they do women's sizes also.
They do women camo as well. When I started with them, they just had the men's line, and so I wore that all over the United States. And then recently, in the last 2 years, they've come out with a women's line, which I've now progressed to, and their women's line fits great. I mean, it's so nice to be out there in the woods where you look great, you feel great, but you're in functional camo. I mean, it's warm, it's comfortable, it's lightweight, it's cool if you're in, you know, hot environments. It's just very durable. I haven't had to replace a piece in like 5 years. So, and then I'm also on Spent Rounds Designs Pro Staff, and I'm on Slumberjack and Onyx and several others that you can find on Debbie Outdoors, which is my new website that's up and running.
Awesome. And we're going to talk more about that after our break. So stay with us. We'll be talking more outdoors with Debbie Outdoors. So stay tuned.
Y'all stay tuned on 106.3 WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Upstate Outdoors is on the radio, and we're talking with Debbie LeGinn, our guest taco host.
Hey, y'all. How are you doing?
And Debbie Outdoors is your website.
Yes, sir.
And I was taking notes as you were talking about your resume. And National Wild Turkey Federation, and they just held their national conference last week.
They did. Well, actually 2 weeks ago. The week during Valentine's Day week. So before I was dating my boyfriend Levi, I used to always take off Valentine's Day week to, have a vacation with all my turkey hunting boats. And so 2 weeks ago, we were at the Gaylord Opryland Hotel with thousands and thousands of our fellow NWTF members.
Yeah.
And we were all talking turkey. They had the national calling contest there where Dead and Game Calls entered and did very well. And then, we had all of our sponsors that were there supporting the turkey industry. There were NWTF staff giving seminars, telling folks how they can donate, also how they can volunteer, get involved in their community. So it was just a wonderful week of talking turkey.
That is awesome. And National Wild Turkey Federation based in Edgefield, South Carolina.
That's right.
So that's not too far from you over in Iva,
it's
South Carolina.
It's not. I live in the wonderful town of Iva, South Carolina on a farm with my parents there. But I didn't grow up in Iva. I grew up in Centenary, South Carolina, which is in Marion County. So I know more folks on that side of the state than I do in the upstate over here because I'm always traveling for work.
That's awesome. And so the convention, they've got state chapters and local chapters, and so you're on the board for the state chapter.
I'm on the board for the state chapter of South Carolina.
Yeah.
And we're responsible for allocating all the monies that comes in from each chapter and state for outreach events to helping grow the habitat for the state as well, where you can go hunting and fishing. I love being a part of that, and I just love volunteering for the NWTF.
And they, as well as the state level, they also have different chapters that are, I guess you call them regional chapters.
We have about 40 or so in the state of South Carolina, but we're always looking for more. So if you're interested in joining or starting a new chapter here in South Carolina where there isn't one in the state, I know the Anderson chapter in South Carolina with Ricky Burdett, they need more help on a committee. And I know Ricky, and he's a very nice gentleman. And so if you'd like to volunteer on the Anderson, South Carolina chapter, follow me on social media at debbieoutdoors.com, or that's my website, and you can see on social media how to get in touch with me, and I can put you in touch with Ricky to get involved in the Anderson chapter.
Now, how much work do you folks do with, like, Charles Ruth with the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources in, you know, managing the turkey population in the state? And because, you know, we've had in the last 4 or 5 years, we've had, you know, we just came out in South Carolina with turkey tags, paid turkey tags.
That's right.
And then, of course, here in the upstate, we've had the season dates have swapped around. We kind of calibrated with the rest of the state, and then that kind of backed up to where the upstate is back to just this year, starting on April 1st, going to
May 10th.
Is it May 10th?
May 10th.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the state board is actually very involved with Charles Ruth and Dr. Kinnemer and, you know, headquarters, but we're very involved in and instrumental in changing the dates of the season based off the research.
Right.
And what Charles had found and other biologists in the state, showing that if we backed it up to March, we were actually killing more of the mature gobblers ahead of time before they had a chance to breed.
Yeah.
And so based off the research, that's why, you know, through the state board and educating the legislature in South Carolina, we were able to move the starting date of turkey hunting season back to April 1st. And it goes to May 10th for zones game 1 and 2. And I think it starts March 22nd in game zones 3 and 4.
Yeah.
I think that's how it is.
And a lot of
We also started with the turkey tags this year, which I think we should have done for a long time to actually pay for our turkey tags.
And the only thing that we need to do now, and Charles is a big proponent of this, is, you know, back in the old days, we had the check stations where you'd take your turkeys right in and have them checked. And this goes not only for turkey, but for deer, too, is to try to get some kind of telecheck system or something so that we can keep up with the actual numbers of the birds and animals, and speaking about deer season, that are being killed each year so that we can better manage those populations.
Of course, and other states already do this, you know, for deer and other species as well. So it's not like a new topic, you know, to bring up in South Carolina. But if you're paying for the turkey tags and we all want to be ethical hunters and legal hunters out here, then we want to make sure that if I'm paying for 3 turkey tags, that Joe Blow next door also only kills 3 gobblers in the state of South Carolina and doesn't kill 24, you know, if he has that opportunity, because it hurts the population and all the hunters in South Carolina if you take out too many birds, which is what the NWTF originally saw in the 1930s. We only had about 30,000 birds left nationwide, and now we have over 7 million, and that's because of all the efforts of not only NWTF, but federal agencies, DNR, et cetera, that have helped reestablish the wild turkey.
Yeah, and it's a resource. It's a renewable resource, and right now, and there's been a lot of debate because they did some consensus, you know, with the hunters, and hunters are saying, I'm seeing just as many birds as I ever saw. I don't understand why we can't stay at 5. I like the 3.
I like the 3 because I don't think we have enough for the whole state to be 5. You know, you may have certain areas that are managed in different ways that you may have enough for 5 gobblers, but it's not the statewide. And so we're trying to help out the state population for all of the hunters.
Yeah, and you know, also you got to consider South Carolina is the population of hunters is growing, you know, every day. Mm-hmm. And so you have more people using that resource. And I tell you, I have seen, just on the property that I hunt, I've seen a reduction in the number of birds.
I have too in my area as well on my farm, and just driving the state, you know, for work from one side to the other to NWTF banquets, outreach events, you would see more birds on the side of the road years ago, you know, in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And you just don't see that like you used to universally.
And everybody's, you know, got their opinions, and most of them are right. You know, we got predators, and we got over harvest, and we got
habitat and even rainy seasons, you know.
Yeah. Like this is going to help a whole lot. Even down to people talking about, well, the fire ants are hurting the wild turkey populations, which to a certain extent is probably true.
I mean, everything in moderation, but everything, if you have too much of one thing, you know, in a certain area, it can damage a resource. So you just have to manage it properly. And that's what the state chapter with DNR and the legislature is trying to do by moving the season back to April 1st, so that way we can help everyone out in the state of South Carolina get a bird, hopefully.
That's right. So we can call one in.
That's right.
And speaking of calls, we're going to go to our break now. And when we come back, we're going to ring up Mitchell Johnston, the owner of Dead End Game Calls, and talk with him a little while.
That's right. You'll love hearing from Mitchell on 106.3 WORD.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Upstate Outdoors is on your radio, and we need to welcome, as a first-time caller to Upstate Outdoors, you get the cowbell on that. Welcome, Mitchell Johnston, owner of Dead End Game Calls. Mitchell, welcome to the show.
Hey, buddy. I appreciate you having me on.
Hey, Mitchell. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Miss Debbie?
I'm doing well. I hear you're up in Pennsylvania today.
Well, we're headed that way. I'm actually traveling through West Virginia right now.
Okay.
So do you have snow up there?
No, there's no snow here.
Ah, so everybody across the upstate had about 15 minutes of snow and enough to say, no, that's not what we want, and let's get rid of that.
I was in Tennessee on Thursday, and it was snowing like crazy. I didn't know if I was going to be able to make it home, but luckily it melted.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you don't have snow up there.
Yeah, me too. I do like to get snow every once in a while, though.
Well, Mitchell, tell us a little bit about your company, Dead End Game Calls. And, of course, we're talking a lot of turkey stuff with Debbie today, but you guys actually offer a number of different species in the call products that you make.
We sure do. We have a full variety of turkey calls, whether it's friction calls, slate calls, glass, aluminum, box calls, mouth diaphragm calls. Then we go all the way to the deer world. We've got our grunt calls, scent elimination products. We've got predator calls. You just pretty much about name it, waterfowl. We do the whole variety, kit and caboodle.
And y'all were at the NWTF convention about 2 weeks ago and finished up really well. I hear that Matthew won the Intermediate National Champion, and you came in fifth place with Goblin Division. So congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. We also had John Miller, who finished fourth place in the Goblin as well. So it was pretty cool. We and I compete. He's on our team, and he and I have been friends forever, seems like, and it was pretty cool, both of us being on that stage in the Goblin Division. It seems like year to year, either he finishes top five or I finish top five. But this year, we were able to be there together on stage, fourth or fifth place, which is a really cool experience.
Now, Mitchell, what does it take to be a turkey calling champion? I mean, you know, if you're out in the woods, the birds are not going to teach you a whole lot because. The human callers are a whole lot better at calling turkeys than the actual animals themselves. So how do you actually get better and hone your skills in turkey calling?
Well, it actually is quite almost opposite of what you said. So when I first started speaking turkey calling contests, I almost studied film like a football player does, and I would watch different callers critique, and I would listen to their sound, how they was presenting their routines to the judges, and when I started practicing, I would practice for hours and hours and hours on end. If basically it's like an athlete practices and prepares for their game. We do the same thing in the church calling world. And we, you know, when I first started calling, it was 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and it was before I was married. I'd still be church calling. I can remember my dad, which is in the vehicle with me now. He would come in and he'd say, "Son, you've got to go to bed. Your mom and I can't sleep." and it was just, it was every day like that. And I would practice for hours and hours. And, you know, I don't play any musical instruments. And I tell people all the time that my musical instrument is a turkey call, because I put that much practice into it, just as if I was playing an instrument. And definitely there's a tone and variation that you have to be able to pick up on and prepare for that. But what happened, you know, I was competing in all these calling contests, and I was having a lot of luck on the local level. I was winning several competitions, won the state championships. But when my calling hit another level, when it peaked and I was able to win the 2010 national championships, I stopped listening to callers and started listening to turkeys and watching how they presented their rhythms, their cadences, and why they done what they done. And I had to pet turkeys, and I'd listen to CDs of treetop turkeys. And to this day, on my phone, when I plug my phone up to my truck, it will start playing treetop turkeys, and I just sit here and listen to real turkeys that's been recorded in the wild.
It definitely takes a lot of dedication and a lot of work in order to become a world champion caller, a national champion caller like you and others out there. Having been to several conventions and listening to calling contests, and I know your wife, Miss Ashley, will attest to the musical sounds of the turkey that she hears constantly, I'm sure. And we all know that you love turkey hunting because you even named your middle daughter Cadence. So that is definitely... That is definitely a testament to not only your passion in turkey hunting, but just your dedication out there. And as Mitchell mentioned, Dead End Game Calls is located in Pearlier, North Carolina, around Wilkesboro. But all the calls are made in the USA, and it's a family-run business. And it takes a lot of dedication to put out what Mitchell and his team does. So you want to just talk a little bit about your shop there, Mitchell, of what everybody does on your team and pro staff and you know, what the advertisement you've grown to through the years?
Absolutely. Yeah, we view not only as a business, but for us it's more of a ministry. And that's one of the reasons I'm traveling to Pennsylvania right now. I'm going to speak at a sports thing for tonight, speak at a church in the morning. But it goes beyond the business aspect for us from that. And that's, I think, the good Lord's lined up a team for me that is just incredible. And we, you know, all the way from, I've got a preacher friend of mine here sitting in the vehicle as well, Mr. Rex Eldrith. And Rex comes up to the shop about every day. My dad's at the shop about every day. My mom helps. My aunts help, Ann Kay. And my whole team, as far as callers, I just couldn't name everybody that actually helps out with Dead End Game Calls and the ministry there. And I'm truly thankful for each and every one of them, because I certainly couldn't do all this on my own. My wife spends hours in the shop after she gets off of work, and we both work normal jobs. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm a career firefighter, and my wife's a nurse, and then we try to do the ministry of Dead End Game Calls outside of that realm. And it is a lot of hours. I mean, here lately we've been putting – I've been probably averaging 20 hours a day in the shop just to keep things going and moving, which is awesome. It's a testament to the economy, a testament to the growth of our company. But we do everything right there in-house pretty much. We've got all the equipment in the shop that we need, all the way down to our own embroidery equipment, and to do our own embroidery on our hats and things of that nature. But we hand-build every mouth call that's there. We hand-tune every duck call that's there. Everything that goes through that shop, pretty much I or one of our road crew members puts their hands on it to make sure it's absolutely the best possible product before it ever goes into a pack.
And Mitchell, you had mentioned, we've been talking about the turkey products. You'd mentioned about duck calls, but you got turkey calls, you got duck calls, deer calls, predator calls, and even as Debbie mentioned, the odor zone scent control. So, wow, that's hard to believe you're doing all that and maintaining a separate job. I mean, how do you find the time?
Well, you sort of have to make the time. We're blessed to be a firefighter in Kernersville, North Carolina. It's an awesome place to work with great people that back to us, and they fully support that. I'm an engineer, so I drive the fire truck there. My captains support me, my battalion chiefs and chiefs support me, and they do awesome. And the great thing about my job is I work 24-hour shifts. So I work a day, and then I'm off 2 days. So those 2 days that I'm off, I pretty much been in my shop on those 2 days and trying to keep the business going from that aspect. But it certainly is a juggling act. And Rex was just telling me at breakfast this morning, we stopped by Cracker Barrel. You know, every Southerner, we got to eat at Cracker Barrel.
Of course.
We're going to trip. And so I was having my good gravy and biscuits, and Rex looked at me and he said, you can't keep going on like this forever. You know that, don't you? I said, yeah, but I'm going to go as long as I can.
Yeah. And one of the things I was noticing looking at the website is you have, for your predator calls, and in my experience, this is a little bit unusual, where you have mouth calls for the rabbit in distress and the fawn in distress and in your predator packs. You know, very similar. People are accustomed to seeing, you know, diaphragm calls for turkeys, but the mouth calls for predators, that's a little bit unusual.
It is. And I've got turkey call in right now, but I can take that turkey call and make about any kind of vocalization you can imagine. I can help bugle on one, and I can, you know, scream like a hawk, and I can also coyote howl or do a pup in distress call with the same turkey calling. And so we just took that technology behind our mouth diaphragms, designed a cut for it into the predator world, and it's just worked out great. Jeff Sight, he's one of my rope crew members, and he was very instrumental between him and John and I. We put our heads together and come up with that line, and it's been a very hot item for us. And, of course, predator calling is growing so much right now. And, of course, it's that time of year like the rut is for deer. Well, that's that time of year for predators right now and coyotes. And right now is the time certainly to be out there chasing them and calling them in.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, Debbie had told me before the show, she said you could take a cup and put Axe, you know, the Axe body spray that some of these kids use, and spray your scent control on it, and it would neutralize that. And I was like, wow, because that's some pretty strong stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. We're the only company that we have tested and tried that's able to do that. So we literally take to demo this to show that it is a scent elimination product, not just a cover-up. It actually eliminates the odor. We spray Axe cologne, which is about as foul as it gets, into a cup, and then we spray either our earth scent or our unscented, we call it odor zone scent control, and we spray that into the cup with just a few squirts. It doesn't take a lot at all. A very, very minute amount of product, and it eliminates that smell altogether, which is pretty awesome that it does that. We have great, great, great reviews on our scent control products. It's not just another product. It's not just a sales gimmick. It's actually a product that works, and we take a lot of pride in the fact that everything that we produce actually, you know, it works. It's proven in the field, and we take a lot of pride in our product in that. We're not just trying to sell another gimmick product.
And that's true. And you do those demonstrations not only at the NWTF convention, but at each show that you're at. You demonstrate that about the odor zone scent elimination spray. And I use it myself, and it's wonderful stuff. And I also have a women's line of odor zone for body wash, shampoo, conditioner, and lotion. And I just want to talk just a minute about that with the ladies, that if you're needing scent elimination, shampoo, conditioner, body wash, you know, it's hard to find something out there where our hair doesn't get greasy and just like flat, because hey, ladies, you gotta look pretty when you kill something trophy wise whether it's a little buck or like the world's biggest buck, it's a trophy to you. You gotta look pretty for pictures, and you want your hair to look pretty, but you also want to stay scent free during deer season. And if you do, you can go to deadandgamecalls.com, use their odor zone scent elimination body wash, shampoo, conditioner, lotion. I use it. It's great stuff. And I just want to commend you on doing that, Mitchell, because it's wonderful to have that for the ladies out there.
Well, I appreciate that. And that was definitely something we had in mind. Look, you're talking about looking pretty for the, for, you know, your pictures and stuff. I'll never forget. I was.
Oh, no, you're going to tell this story.
I am. I'm going to tell this story.
Okay, go ahead.
I was videoing Debbie in Kentucky, and she's got her little fanny pack or whatever you call it. You know, us hunters still think fanny packs are cool because they carry a lot of our stuff, right?
Exactly.
You know, it's not something we're going to wear to Walmart, but we'll take it to the woods with us.
We will.
I just happened to look down, and her little pack was open. And I looked down, and I'm like, what in the world? So she is the only person that I've ever been hunting with that has dental floss in her fanny pack in the woods.
Hey, you don't want to have something black and disgusting in your teeth for a picture. Sometimes you can't edit that out, you know. I mean, you don't want jerky in your teeth. It's not good.
Actually, the way that works, Mitchell, is dental floss can be used as a serving on a bowstring. And only the more astute hunters realize that that's...
Exactly.
That's what that's used
that's
for.
That's what I was going for, Mitchell. You have to remember that.
If she's really good and she didn't bring her pull-up rope, she might have braided up enough to pull it up with, maybe.
Hey, I got talents. I got talents, you know.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Mitch, I want to ask you a question because this is a debate that my wife and I have, and she's a hunter as well as I am. But I tell her about August, and she's one of these that she wants to use all the different flavored scents and lotion and shampoo and stuff like that. And I tell her, look, about August, you need to go ahead and swap over and get that other stuff out of your system and either use nothing, which is not going to fly with her, or use this scent elimination stuff.
Well, and that's definitely highly recommended. I know about August for home, you know, in North Carolina, our deer season comes in typically. Archery begins the second Saturday of September.
Yep.
And before then, my wife, she's already accustomed to all the candle stops burning. You know, we try to keep our environment as scent-free as possible. But the great thing is our scent control is so great, it is so good, that even if you have that stuff in place, we can take care of it. And that's the awesome thing about that. I've become more and more lenient with that. As I have proven over the years, the effectiveness of our scent control product. It is absolutely amazing what you can get away with.
And thank you, Mitchell, for calling in. We'll talk to you in just
a... Well, actually, what we want to do, Mitchell, if you don't mind, we got to go to a break. And
Just hang tight right here.
Want to carry over, and when we come back, want to talk with a little bit, because we've left out a whole lot of stuff, especially about the speaking engagements that you do, and you have got an engagement here with the Outdoor Dream Foundation. So we want to
March 6th.
Yeah, on March 6th. So we want to carry over. Just hang on, and we'll be right back after the break.
Thank y'all. Y'all stay tuned. 106.3 WORD.
I got him on hold.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Upstate Outdoors is on your radio, and we've been talking with Mitchell Johnston from Dead End Game calls, and Mitch was on. You're on the road on your way to another speaking engagement.
That is correct. I'm headed to what I believe is called Charleroi, Pennsylvania.
I was wondering how you pronounce that. I was trying to get that out last night, and I know I didn't say that correctly. So.
Well, I don't know that I said that correctly, but that sounds good anyway.
Well, we apologize to all the Pennsylvanians.
Yeah, you got time to figure that out, Mitchell. I'm not going to lie to you. I've done that before. Be ready to talk to somebody on the air and say, right before we go on air, how you pronounce this
That's
person's
right.
name? So
mm-hmm.
you just go with it. That's the way it works.
Just say it with a smile, and it'll be fine.
That's right.
That's right. Uh-huh.
So, speaking of which, you have got a speaking engagement coming up at Washington Baptist Church on Friday, March the 6th. That's part of the Outdoor Dream Foundation. It's their 9th annual memorial and the spring turkey celebration. So, you're going to be there coming up next month.
That is correct. Yeah, we really look forward to that. It's going to be a great time. We'll entertain some folks. We'll do a lot of turkey calling. You'll hear some predator calling. We generally put on a little skit routine while we're there, just for the entertainment purposes. We'll have you laughing, and we'll get to share the love of the outdoors with you. But most importantly, we're going to get to share the love of Jesus with you. And that's you know, it is a ministry. We hashtag that about all of our posts on our social media posts. But the Outdoor Dream Foundation, if you don't know anything about the Outdoor Dream Foundation, I would encourage you to get on their website. I believe it's outdoordreamfoundation.org.
That's right.
Check them out. It is absolutely wonderful. We are taking Mr. Brad Jones is one of the founders there, and we take these kids that have a dream of going on a hunt, that may have cancer or some kind of other terminal illness, and basically this organization takes them for all expenses paid to whatever that dream hunt is or dream fishing trip is, and we put them in God's outdoors and let them for just a few moments forget about what's going on in their life. And that is absolutely wonderful. And if you don't, you know, if you feel like it's something that you'd like to support, maybe with a hunt or even financially, you can always get a hold of them through their website. It's just, I mean, I can't brag enough on the Outdoor Dream Foundation. It's something that I've always been passionate about. Not only taking kids to the outdoors, but especially, you know, these kids that honestly may not live another year or two, and we get to help them fulfill a dream. I mean, what more could you ask for? It shows us how blessed we really are.
It really is a blessing to be a part of. I've been fortunate to be your camerawoman on the last 3 years of the turkey hunt there in South Carolina, and to watch these kids, you know, struggle with things that we that are healthy out there may never experience, and thankfully may never experience. These kids are just tough survivors, and they never complain. And it just warms your heart to be a part of an event to watch these kids just have a wonderful day where they don't have to think about shots or taking medicine or being sick. They can just be the hunters that they always wanted to be, hopefully kill a bird, and just experience, you know, the outdoors. It's very healing and wonderful to be a part of, and also hear about God's word. So like Mitchell said, definitely go to outdoordream.org. If you'd like to either donate a hunt, to donate your time or finances if possible, and just be a part of a wonderful organization that gives back to kids. So thank you, Mitchell, for doing that.
You're welcome. And I think thank you for being part of it as well and giving your time to that as well. I think we learn more life lessons than when we leave from there, than particularly when we are going there. And we try to be a blessing to them, but just like you said, they're more of a blessing to us than we are to them, I feel like. And, you know, my daughter, my oldest daughter, Sarah, she's not a hunter. She loves to go hunting and take pictures, but she could care less about pulling the trigger or shooting the bow at an animal, and that's okay. She still enjoys God's creation. But I'll never forget, just a couple years ago, we was on a hunt, and the whole bottom of her boot fell off pretty much. And we're walking through this cut over in this thicket, and the whole time we're walking, she's having to raise her foot up, looks like 3 foot in the air, to walk through this cutover because her sole is falling off of her boot, or it's halfway off. And by the time she gets there, she's hot and sweaty. She's complaining, you know, man, you know, I'm wore out. I'm glad we're finally here. And I finally had to look at her and say, look, you just calm down. We'll have a talk a little bit later. Well, later on that talk, the gentleman that we took through that thicket, through that cutover, had cerebral palsy and had a hard time walking. And I told her, I said, honey, I said, I believe God taught you a lesson. And she said, what do you mean, Dad? I said, well, you know how your boot fell off, or the sole of your boot was falling off. She said, yeah. I said, that young man that we just took on this dream hunt never complained one time. And I said, he was smiling ear to ear the whole time. And I said, he has to do what you've done for a little while every day of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And so we certainly take a lot of lessons from that, and a lot of blessings from those hunts, a lot more than what we give, I feel like.
And that's true. Sometimes we all take things for granted, and then, you know, God sends us a little sign, whether that's through giving back or on a hunt, or someone that we didn't think about experiencing maybe a trial that we experience a couple of hours a day that they experience all of their life. And just kind of puts things in perspective to let us know that, you know, everybody struggles, and some struggle more than others without complaining. So it's a blessing to be a part of the Outdoor Dream Foundation and just to help these kids.
And so, if you want to come to the event, we've been talking with Mitchell Johnson from Dead End Game Calls. That's going to be at Washington Baptist Church. That's located at 208 Washington Church Road in Pelzer. And the event is going to start at 6:30 p.m. The tickets for the event are $25. That's going to include dinner, auction, drawings, and several speakers there. And if you want to get more info or purchase tickets, you can go to outdoordream.org. And Mitchell, before we let you go, folks are interested in finding out more about what you do and your products. There's a ton of social media out there. What's the best way for them to get more information about your organization?
Go to deadendgamecalls.com and check out our website, or, of course, our social media through Instagram or Facebook. I say we do more on Facebook than we do Instagram, but we're picking up on that backside of that as well. We actually have a video that is pinned to the top of our Facebook page that tells about myself and the ministry behind Dead End Game Calls. So it's a 4-minute video. Take time to watch it and check it out. And if you get a chance and it's an enjoyment to you, take the time to hit that share button for us as well.
Awesome. Mitchell, thanks for being on the show. We're going to go to our break now, and we'll be back top of the hour. Debbie Outdoors is going to bring us to Roadkill Cafe, so hang on.
Thank y'all. 106.3 WORD.
That's good.
That was good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.